wish I had my Zen background music because, gosh darn it, I am hot. All right. Well, let's go dive into people who have it much worse than me and my my online Icecast server streaming client of preference doesn't work as expected, and I'm supposed to, and then I get stuck using non-free software. Yeah, it's such a terrible thing. Meanwhile, ProPublica is reporting. That's right. That was craft work there for you. It is a beautiful Wednesday, October the 5th, 2022. Year is buzzing by. It's weird that it's that time already. Oh, they painted the garage. So they repainted all the lines overnight in the garage, and one of the things they did that was nice was in the handicap spots, there's a space for the ramps and stuff to come out, but people were parking their motorcycles there or otherwise parking too close to those spots, and now they have a big lettering that says no parking on top of them. Anyway, as I was walking by, I found a chunk of the paint. I guess it's a powder that they melt onto the ground or something, because it's a chunk of powder that's that bright, bright yellow. So I think I'm going to bring it down to the basement and rub it on my motorcycle. Anywho, it is 31 degrees centigrade outside, so it's not too hot, not too cold. Pretty good weather. Hello, hello to X1 and to everybody in comm, including including Tobe and the crew, Quentin and friends. Exclusive news. Exclusive for X1. Yep. Party of one? Party of one. Alright. Well, there's a lot. Well, there's some things going on in the world today. Much less news than there was yesterday. That is for sure. So that's kind of nice. We don't have as much. There's stuff, just as much stuff happening, but not as much big stuff, I guess. Anyhow, if you are listening in the archive or just in any other kind of way you're listening, but you don't really want to listen, or you're like, can I just get the 5-minute version of this, please? Then you want to go to the One Tab page and just look at all the tabs and look at all the news stories yourself. You can go to tx0.org/1bt. That's Tango X-ray 0. Sorry, motorcycles. tx0.org/1bravo tango. That's right. That's Tango X-ray 0.org/1bravo tango. tx0.org/1bt. All lowercase. And hang out, go over there, and you'll get the list of all the 15 stories we may or may not get to today. So, we begin in Iran, where protests are still going strong. The backstory, of course, was the young lady who was apparently, to the morality police, didn't have an adequate head covering to satisfy the modesty requirements. So, they pulled her off of the street, and then while she was in custody, she miraculously was beaten to death. Surprisingly, unsuspectingly, she was beaten to death, but they ruled that she had a heart problem and suddenly died. There have been a lot of protests, a lot of people cutting their hair. And a new video posted online appears to show schoolgirls heckling a member of Iran's feared paramilitary Basij force after anti-government protests sweeping the country spread to the classroom. The teenagers wave their headscarves in the air and shout, "Get lost, Basiji," at the man who was asked to address them. The BBC could not verify reports that it was filmed in Shiraz on Tuesday. The Basij has helped security forces crack down on the protests sparked by the death in custody of a young woman. Other footage circulated on social media shows a man shouting "death to the dictator" as another group of girls walk through traffic in the northwest city of Sanandaj, and an elderly woman clapping as unveiled schoolgirls chant "freedom, freedom, freedom" at a protest. Iran's education minister, Nouri, on Wednesday accused the enemy of targeting schools and universities. Prosecutor General Mohammad Jafar Montazeri, meanwhile, said authorities should be prepared to counter the protests by young Iranians who he claimed had been trapped through their exposure to the internet. As the two men spoke, Iran's human rights activist news agency Harana shared what it said was a video showing uniformed and plainclothes security personnel pushing a group of schoolgirls protesting in the capital. In another clip reportedly filmed, it sounds like a vehicle that's having trouble. If you rev when you start, all right. If you rev when you start and then you rev, you keep on gunning it over and over again, sounds like you're having trouble. Anyway, yeah, they must have had trouble getting it going. Anyway, yeah, so that's what's going on. They don't have any other information. Apparently, in the last clip, they have clips of this violence going on. There's a schoolgirls are seen screaming and running from a man thought to be a member of the security forces who's driving a motorcycle along a pavement. So, that's what's happening out there. What do we got? It looks like 2,500. What is happening? Oh, the 2,500th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee is today at 19:30 UTC. So that's something. It's a very special show. So you want to tune in. Dubious Goals Committee is every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, unless Cox screws up Tobe's internet, or God strikes Tobe down and puts him in the hospital. Otherwise, we hear Tobe every dang day at 19:30 UTC, so that's very exciting. It seems we've got, let's see. So anyway, excited about that. It looks like in Calm, we're having some trouble with the stream on the other side of the Atlantic. Hopefully it chills out or calms down by the time Tobe's coming up. But we'll see. SDF is a frequent target of ne'er-do-wells. And it's always amazing how resilient and strong and quick the team comes together to fix everything. So thank you, SDF buddies. All right. South Korea. Yesterday we talked about Japan, about the North Korean missile that flew over Japan and crashed into the sea. Well, in a show of force, the U.S. and Korea and Japan, everybody, all the U.S. allied forces over there did drills in retaliation to show, hey, we're strong, we know what we're doing. But unfortunately, South Korea has had to apologize after a missile fired in response to North Korea crashed. South Korea's military has apologized after a missile it launched during a drill on Tuesday malfunctioned and crashed to the ground, causing alarm among nearby residents who thought they were under attack from North Korea, which had test-launched a missile earlier in the day. The live-fire drill involving South Korea and the U.S. was supposed to be a show of strength by the Allies, hours after the North sent an intermediate-range missile over northern Japan. Instead, it ended in embarrassment when a short-range Hyunmoo-2 ballistic missile crashed to the ground inside an Air Force base near the southern coastal city of
Gangneung. Although the missile did not explode, the noise and subsequent fire caused some Gangneung residents to believe the North had launched an attack. There were no reports of injuries. The South Korean military acknowledged the accident hours after internet users posted videos showing an orange ball of flames emerging from an area they described as the Air Force Base. The military said it was investigating what had caused the abnormal flight of the South Korean missile, a key part of its preemptive and retaliatory strike strategies against the North. The accident occurred as the South Korean and U.S. militaries fired a volley of missiles into the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, in response to North Korea firing a ballistic missile. The nuclear-armed state launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile that flew for a record distance of 4,600 kilometers and an altitude of 1,000 kilometers demonstration in years. So, North Korea can now reach Guam, which is one of the American, like, protectorates or whatever. So anyway, that's what's going on. I just found it to be kind of funny that, whoops, we were showing off, and we accidentally bomb on our and Mr. Dizzy, thanks for tuning in and joining up. Hello, hello. All right. Well, there's more news. More news you can use. Whoops. I thought I had gotten all of them that had pop-ups, but I missed one. We've got two articles from Al Jazeera for you here real quick. First, Burkina Faso's coup and political situation, all you need to know. I don't think this is getting reported anywhere hardly, so I wanted to be sure that we touched base here. September, Burkina Faso military leader President Paul-Henri Damiba was deposed in the country's second coup in a year as Army Captain Ibrahim Traoré dissolving the transitional government and suspending the constitution. That decided to remove Damiba due to his inability to in the country that has worsened in the past 9 months. Damiba resigned from his post on Sunday, fleeing to neighboring Togo. Tensions have been high in Burkina Faso since Friday, with clashes occurring between protesters and security forces. So, on January 24th, the army led by Damiba announced it had deposed President Roch Kabore after more than 6 years in power, following several days of unrest in the capital. Okay, so then, that was in January. Then, Damiba cited failure of Kabore administration to unite the country and control the security situation. So, that's why they ousted him. Since 2015, Burkina Faso has been caught up in an escalating wave of violence attributed to rebel fighters allied to both Al-Qaeda and ISIL, or ISIS groups, killing millions in the conflict in the Sahel region. And I recently learned the Sahel region is what they call area just south of the desert, all the way in Africa. And desert ends, but before it turns back into, like, quote-unquote normal land, this arid area that's dry but still has rain and has, like, bushlands and stuff like that, that's the Sahel region, or Sahel region. So, while the move sparked celebration among anti-international protests, including the United States Bloc community of West Africa, ECOWAS, so, some of the group seek help from Moscow, mirroring the route neighboring Mali has taken and allowing the private mercenary firm Wagner group to operate within its borders. On the economic side, West African nations facing an alarming level of hunger. Blockades of towns by armed groups have made it difficult for aid to reach those in need. Traoré was a relatively low-ranking officer running an artillery prior to being catapulted to the highest office in the land. Little is known of the 4-year-old and his supporting officers. He's claimed that he will not hold power for too long. In an interview with the French state broadcaster RFI, Traoré said, a national conference will appoint a new interim leader by the end of the year, one who could be civilian or military, and honor an agreement with West Africa's regional bloc, and overturn a civilian role by 2024. We did not come to continue, but purpose that mattered in the levels of the fight. It's a development. The leader also downplayed accusations from coup supporters that Damiba was being protected by the French, and with their help was planning to launch a counter-coup. So, people are upset, but I guess this doesn't really tell us why it matters, though. At least didn't give me any feeling about why it matters. OPEC has cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. So expect oil or gasoline prices to go up in your area or at your gas pump. And in India, this is an important time, important season. It's HRA. So Dussehra 22. Millions of Indians are celebrating Dussehra. Hindu fears about the COVID-19 pandemic have subsided. For the past 2 years, celebrations were celebrated on the 10th day of the 7th month calendar, which roughly falls between September and October. The festival celebrates Hindu god Ram's vanquishment and symbolizes the triumph of good over evil. Dussehra is celebrated throughout India with different rituals and activities. So, this is very exciting. Oh, I lost my connection to comm. I wish it would beep at me. It dropped, but such is life. All you gotta do to connect is SSH over, type COM, and press enter. And then you can get back. Yep, X1 points out, it's the triumph of good over evil. Hey, Brandon, welcome, welcome. Boo. Hey, Fade, welcome, welcome. Oh, yeah, so it's the triumph of good over evil. People visit family and friends, exchange sweets and gifts, and wear traditional outfits. In some places, such as Gujarat, the festival is preceded by 9 nights of dancing, or Navrati, where people wear colorful clothes and perform traditional dances with small sticks, dandiyas, and synchronized claps. On the 10th day, effigies of Ravan, his brother and son, are burnt to mark the victory of good over evil. Large crowds gather to watch this spectacle and erupt into cheers as crackling flames engulf the effigies. So, very neat. Sometimes firecrackers are lit in tandem. Tobe has a really bad connection, I'm sorry. Yeah, people are reporting weirdness with an on radio all around, so Tobe, you are not alone.
Hey, my chatties and my uncles here. 2300 hours on the set, demon. You're gonna be tuning into this Banana Republic and all. They got some special vibes there, hanging out down by the Blue Lagoon and all, trying to catch a
somewhere. And he's been captured, but he's not telling anybody where he hid the family. A man suspected of kidnapping a sick family, including an 8-month-old baby in Central California, tried to kill himself on Tuesday and is hospitalized in critical condition, authorities say. The family is still missing. The Merced County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that investigators identified Jesus Salgado, 48, after he used a victim's ATM card. The family was kidnapped on Monday at gunpoint from a business in Merced, 125 miles or 200 kilometers southeast of San Francisco. According to Nandeep Singh, the head of a local Sikh community organization, the four were taken from the gas station and convenience store they own. And yeah, it's a mom, dad, and a baby. The Merced County Sheriff, Vernon Warnicki, said the man took the baby, the child's mother, father, and uncle on Monday. Detectives obtained a surveillance photo from the ATM in Atwater, a city about 9 miles north. The person is similar in appearance to the surveillance footage from the original kidnapping scene. The sheriff's office had released 2 still images of the possible suspect seen in surveillance footage and asked for the public's help in identifying them. Detectives received information that identified Salgado as a person of interest and that he attempted to take his own life before police arrived. The sheriff's office will hold a news conference on Wednesday to give more details, so we'll hopefully know more tomorrow. Nandeep Singh has said the family has asked for privacy. They're in shock and worried about the family and baby. Warnicki said the kidnapper made no ransom demands or contact of any kind. Sheriff said detectives think the kidnapper destroyed unspecified evidence in an attempt to cover his tracks. I mean, if he tried to kill himself, that's a big cover-up right there. The sheriff's office said in a statement on Tuesday that firefighters on Monday found a pickup truck that was on fire. Merced Police Department officers went to Singh's home, where a family member tried to reach him and the couple. When they were not able to reach their family members, they called the police. The sheriff's office said the FBI, the California Department of Justice, and other local law enforcement are helping with the investigation. So, kidnapped a whole dang family. It's wild. Let's see. Hello, Sonosphere and Quentin. Welcome, welcome, Praetor. It's 1924 yet, so thanks, X1. All right, cool. Cool. So let's jump on over. Let's talk about worms. What? Worms. Yep, we're talking about some worms. Specifically, waxworm saliva rapidly breaks down plastic bags, scientists discover. Its enzymes degrade polyethylene within hours at room temperature and could revolutionize recycling. This is very exciting. Enzymes that rapidly break down plastic bags have been discovered in the saliva of waxworms, which are moth larvae that infest beehives. The enzymes are the first reported to break down polyethylene within hours at room temperature and could lead to cost-effective ways of recycling the plastic. The discovery came after one scientist, an amateur beekeeper, cleaned out an infested hive and found the larvae started eating holes in a plastic refuse bag. Researchers said the study showed insect saliva may be a depository of degrading enzymes, which could revolutionize the cleanup of polluting waste. Polyethylene makes up about 30% of all plastic production and is used in bags and other packaging, make up a significant part of worldwide plastic pollution. The only recycling at scale today uses mechanical processes and creates lower value products. Chemical breakdown could create valuable chemicals or, with some further processing, new plastic, thereby avoiding the need for new virgin plastic made from oil. The enzymes can be easily synthesized and overcome a bottleneck in plastic degradation, the researchers have said. So, I thought that was very cool. Usually, it takes a lot of heating to get enzymes that we do have to work. So, very cool. Very, very cool. Sorry that his beehive had to suffer, but I thought that was neat. Let's see, check in on Calm. We've got some technical problems with the streaming site today. So, sorry if you're getting in bips and boops or bleeps and blops. Or if the stream keeps dropping. Worms. It's Soho. Welcome, welcome. Worm spit is the future. Moths can fuck right off. At least this is something good instead of just eating cloth. You're right, Quentin. And, yeah, DGC is at its 2500 episode, 2500. So, stick around for that. Even if it drops and blips and bleeps around on you, it'll still be fun. Speaking of having fun, Alex Jones fled his most recent trial. InfoWars host flees Sandy Hook hoax defamation case on private jet. Alex Jones has fled Connecticut on a private jet as he was due to testify for a second time in his defamation case trial for spreading hoax lies about the Sandy Hook massacre. The InfoWars host packed up his entourage and returned to Texas ahead of the resumption of his trial on Wednesday, according to New York Times reporter Elizabeth Williamson. The jury had been dismissed for the day and will return on Thursday to begin deliberating on how much to award 8 Sandy Hook families in damages. Several parents testified during the 4-week trial of being confronted by supporters of Mr. Jones, who accused them of faking the tragedy. The families have already won a default ruling in the defamation lawsuit. In August, a jury in Texas awarded nearly $50 million to Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, whose 6-year-old son was among the 26 victims of the 2012 mass shooting. Sorry, I'm running out of gas. yeah, so... very fun. Calm is having a lot of fun today. We're just having a good time. We've got about 2 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee kicks off. So I just want to let you know, Depeche Mode fears painful ghosts on new tour. That's right, Depeche Mode founder and principal songwriter Martin Gore said Wednesday the group expects to be haunted by memories on its upcoming world tour after the sudden death of bandmate Andrew Fletcher. Gore told AFP, the British New Wave Trailblazers, who this week announced their first new album and concert dates in more than 5 years, were still grieving Fletcher's passing in May after 4 decades of making music together. Andy loved the hotel bar. It was a realization when I walked into the hotel bar in Berlin and saw the hotel bar where I'd seen him standing so many times. That was going to keep happening over and over again as we travel on the next tour. As we move around the world, I'll be seeing him sitting in hotel bars with a pint in front of him. It's like I can't get away from that. The new record, Memento Mori, due out in March, is dedicated to Fletcher, who died from a tear in a key artery leading to his heart. He was due to start in the studio with us, recording 7 weeks after he died. His passing kind of cemented the album title for us, meaning remember that you have to die. And we all have to die. Don't forget. Live your life the best you can, and just accept it. Everybody dies. Everybody gets born. Nobody lives forever. But the Dubious Goals Committee does get its 2005th show next, so check it out and press equal sign in com to see the schedule. Bye-bye. Pew, 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 Dubious Goals time. Pew, 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 Dubious Goals time. Dubious.